First of all, like, how did each of y'all find out about this this competition from your, you know, who told you about it?
My instructor is Nick Sabicki, and he actually went to school with Beth, and he sent me an email with the instructions on what to write and how to write and who to send it to.
Said, you got to do this.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Anything else similar?
I mean, my instructor, I think he just got an email one day about it, and he just put FYI at the top and forwarded it to me. And so I was just so interested because of the fact that there's so much that comes along with being selected. You know, we get a performance and a master class and this wonderful experience. So that's why I did it.
Yeah, my jazz instructor, Professor Dr. Tommen, he sent me an email pretty much just like everyone else.
So how long have each of you been writing music?
I have been writing since senior year of high school, which would be about 4 years. No, 3.5 years right from now. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just woke up one morning and said, I'm going to write music.
Yeah.
I've been writing a little bit longer. This is my second year out of high school, and I've been writing since eighth grade. So quick math says about 6, maybe 7 years, something like that.
I've been writing music for, this is my second year. I started my first year of college.
So you said that you just kind of like woke up and, you know, but like, how about y'all? What made you start to want to, you know, write music?
Oh, well, my theory professor talked to us about writing a tune one day. And I was like, I didn't even think about writing because I've been doing music for a long time, but I never actually thought about writing it.
What about you?
Mine, I'm not sure exactly when it started, but I can remember this time in eighth grade, I was watching this movie with my dad, and afterwards, just the whole experience of the movie, just kind of, it really moved me, and I started just writing on my main instrument, my trumpet, and I still have that, and I'm still working on that piece as a trumpet concerto, and that's kind of where it began. And I also started a jazz piece then too, and that's where all of this began.
So you play, well, first of all, what movie was it?
Yeah, it was the Scott Ridley movie Gladiator. Mm-hmm. And that the score for that movie, it's everywhere that my trumpet concerto goes is somewhere is the exact opposite of where he goes, at least in my ear. That's how I hear it. Yeah. I'm sure if you guys heard it, you wouldn't agree, but that's okay. But you know, that's where it started. And it was just the whole experience of that movie. Just, it still moves me to this day. Just the memory, just hearing the score to that movie moves me.
Yeah.
So that's where it started.
And you mentioned jazz Do you both play jazz as well as, you know, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I play jazz drum set, jazz vibraphone.
And he started in jazz.
Oh, okay. And what was your instrument in jazz?
Trombone.
Yeah.
So I played a little bit of lead trombone, and then my primary or instrument, which I switched to, is a bass trombone, and I've been working on that.
And trumpet was your primary instrument?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. So, like, when you got the parameters for having to write this here, I mean, you've got, you know, well, some vibraphone experience, but... What did you think when you said, "Oh, we're gonna write for a percussion ensemble here"?
I was like, "Oh shoot, what the heck am I gonna do? How am I gonna?" Well, first of all, I looked up the percussionist website. I went to there, I sampled some of their stuff. You know, I looked at what they were doing, and then after that, it's kind of a lot of experimentation. Something that we talked about in the master class was balance, because you know. One of the things that one of the composers that was there said is the computer, when you plug it into the, you know, Finale or whatever music writing software you have, the balance is just right. Right. You know, but in a real performance, it's completely different. Vibraphone is softer than marimba, which is softer than timpani, which is all way softer than drum set. So it's not only accounting for the notes and the rhythms, but it's also accounting for those balance things. And that's what I found really challenging at first, how to voice things so that it works, because I'm used to voicing for wind instruments. So it was experimenting with that at first and then gradually getting it going and getting better at it.
So, yeah, how did y'all think hearing your pieces live, you know, what was the experience of that like? And did they sound live the way you thought they were going to sound?
For my piece, after listening to it countless times through the MIDI files and their playback recordings and stuff, and I never gave it to a live percussion ensemble because my college doesn't have one, and I don't know very many nearby where I live. So hearing it for the first time today was a little jarring because the difference in MIDI files versus a live instrument is extremely different, because I'm pretty sure for the recordings, they have to like sample each note individually and string it together, and it doesn't feel organic enough. But listening to it out here, and again, with the balance aspect, I thought just in terms of how I wrote it, oh, everything, all the balance should take care of itself. But I actually had to go in there and say, I need a little bit more of this and a little bit less of that. And it was very interesting experience.
How about you, Melissa?
Three different people playing your piece is just going to be a different interpretation in general. And I like both interpretations, my group's interpretation and Line Upon Line's interpretation.
So you talked about having a master class with them earlier today. So you've had a little bit of time here in San Antonio to kind of get to know each other too. Is that right? Maybe. Yeah. And get to know the performers, get to know each other. What have you been talking about?
Earlier today, we kind of went through my backlog of written history and to like show where I came from. And that kind of opened up myself to them. And then we went to the San Antonio Art Museum.
Oh, great.
And experienced the exhibits there and just been hanging out. And yesterday we went on like an hour and a half walk to go get some Chinese food.
Yeah. We had no idea where we were going or anything. We just started walking.
Yeah, we said, let's go this way.
Where are you staying at?
It's a house that they rented for us. They were very kind to do that. And we just started walking from there because we had no idea where anything was. Luckily, these two had phones that they could look up different places.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And have you had any Tex-Mex at all yet?
I think so.
Yeah. We went to a place called Sancho's.
Sancho's, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, it was great. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
All right. Well, what are your plans for your future studies, your composition, performance, what have you? Let's start left, right here, maybe.
I plan to transfer or audition and try to get into Arizona State or the Hartford Conservatory and try to study composition and maybe even a double major in music theory and hopefully get a position later in life as a music composition professor.
I'm currently at Clark College right now. I almost have my associate's degree, and I was accepted to Portland State in Oregon, so I will be going there this upcoming fall, and I hope to be a composition major there. And after that, I'm not quite sure where I want to go. I definitely know I want to go somewhere, and I want to, in the end, attain my doctorate, but I'm still just waiting for life to unfold the way it does, you know? So,
and Melissa?
I'm planning on majoring in music education. I'm going to get my associates in College of DuPage, and I don't know, I'm still thinking about in the list of four schools which one to go for my bachelor's. I'm going to go up to master's, and I'm thinking about teaching either high school or college.
All right. Well, Michael, Connor, Melissa, thank you so much, and loved hearing your pieces live. That was really, you know, fantastic to hear their performance of your creative vision.
Yeah, for us too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.